Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, at a match in Turner's Cross last Friday night, the visiting Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley was abused by some Cork City fans who shouted chants about his 9-year-old son Josh, who has undergone treatment for leukaemia. Well, Stephen Bradley called for action. Cork City have responded. Dermot Usher, owner of Cork City Football Club, is on the line. Dermot, thanks for taking our call. We'll talk about the response that I mentioned in a minute, but will you tell us what you know about what happened at the match?
Good morning, Claire. Yeah. So basically what happened was that, you know, obviously the match itself was quite an eventful game. There was three sendings off. We were lucky to get a 1-0 win out of it. And then the couple of lads who had been at the match went into the pub next door. The corner flag, it's got a sort of a seated area out the back, which has full view of the pitch. Stephen Bradley had just done, this has gone about maybe about half an hour after the game had finished, Stephen Bradley had done a post-match interview with LOI TV and was walking back across the pitch, and a couple of lads that were at the game that had got back into the pub started yelling, chanting at him, and obviously the content of the chanting just crossed the line completely as regards what is acceptable. So.
And how did you find out about it, Dermot?
I got a phone call basically from my COO, Aina Buckley. To be fair to Aina, he's been fantastic. He, you know, just really brought his experience to the fore here. He gave me a call, you know, pretty much as soon as it happened, and we came up with a plan straight away. But that's how I found out.
And then you heard Stephen Bradley's comments about it after the game and what he said.
Yes.
And what did you make of what he said? Were you clear when Aina told you about it that this was serious, or was it what Stephen said really that brought it home to you that you needed to take action?
Yeah, look, it was a case of that, you know, there wasn't too many people around when Stephen heard it, but Stephen obviously reacted to what was being said, and rightly so. We became aware of it pretty much straight away. You know, Stephen had mentioned it to in another interview then as well. As soon as we heard what was going on, I feel, you know, as a club, we reacted very strongly as a response to what actually happened. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Stephen has our full support.
And how did you go about identifying the perpetrators, making sure that you had the right people?
To be honest, we probably knew within an hour of the event happening. We have a really strong relationship. So the Corner House Pub is a sponsor of ourselves. We have a really strong relationship with them. They've got really good CCTV. We also have a GoPro camera at the back of the goal, which was still recording and picked up the sound and the chants. So we have that on both CCTV, and we also have it on our own GoPro camera from a sound point of view. But, you know, to be fair to the people that were in the pub, I think quite quickly, Stephen Heafy, the owner of the pub, rang me first thing, you know, on Friday night as soon as he got wind of it. We've had numerous conversations since. He's been very proactive. The guards have been down, taking away CCTV. We've also got a number of witness statements as well. So I think people sometimes think, you know, it's always hard to get people to come forward to, you know, to talk up against somebody. But in this case, I think we've got three witness statements already. For people to say this is not acceptable. Mm-hmm.
And your plan is to issue a lifetime ban to the people who did this. Have you done that yet, or are you going to do it?
No, we are going to do it. I'm actually on my way down to Cork at the moment. So once we get the opportunity in the next day or two, that will be issued. And those two people, there may be a third person as well. There's still a little bit of work to be done on that part. But those two people are guaranteed to be getting a lifetime ban.
How do you do that? How do you guarantee that they will never be in the grounds again?
I think the security at all League of Ireland matches would be quite tight-knit. Robbie Keller heads up our security. There's only a number of entrances that people can go in and come out of. And, you know, we know who we're looking for on match nights. So that's how we will deal with it. So,
and they'll be banned from Turner's Cross only?
Yeah. Well, yeah, all I can do is ban them from Turner's Cross, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they may attend a game, an away game, being played by Cork City elsewhere.
Possibly, but I'd hope that they wouldn't. I'm not too sure. I just need to be careful here as well. I'm just not sure what I'm allowed or not allowed to do around stuff like that. So I don't want to say something that I'm not going to be able to follow through
well,
on.
Well, I suppose you could hope that the FAI would support what you're doing there.
I think all clubs would support what we're trying to do, yes.
Mm-hmm. You can understand, obviously, why Stephen Bradley came out so strongly after this. I mean, he's spoken publicly about his son and about his treatment for leukaemia. You know Stephen. Was he very upset that the rival fans would use this against him?
Oh, absolutely. Like, look, I met Stephen yesterday, and you know, the ironic thing is that I had asked Stephen 3 weeks ago to do me a favour, and there was a football blitz on yesterday, which he attended, you know, to give out medals and prizes on a Sunday on his day off. He attended there with his family. I had a quick conversation with him, apologised to the club. There's obviously a huge and it's very raw, I think, and as any parent, if you can imagine your 9-year-old child going through what he's going through and the family, how raw that it is. And to have that being shouted at you as abuse, it's just it just crosses the line. And for me, there's almost a disconnect between what people are saying, whether it's be vocally at a match or even on Twitter and stuff like that, what people think is acceptable. It's not acceptable, and it won't be tolerated by Cork City Football Club. We're a family club. We want to encourage people to come to matches. We want people to come and enjoy the game for what it is. It's a game of football at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're absolutely drawing the line on this event because we want to set down a marker very, very, very strongly to say we will not tolerate this as a football club.
And was Stephen satisfied that you have done all that you can?
As far as I'm aware, Stephen is, yeah, absolutely. I think we've been very, very proactive as a club. We've been very quick to identify the people involved and very quick to lay down what the sanction is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Are you concerned there, because you mentioned, you know, it's a family sport and you want families to attend, that this sort of thing just might put people off?
Yeah, just bear in mind that this happened a half an hour after the game. It didn't happen within the ground. You know, so I think I'd certainly encourage anybody to come to a League of Ireland match. I think like chanting is normal and there's always a little bit of an edge at a game and it's probably part of the atmosphere at times. But then this was just, this was beyond the beyond, if you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly encourage, you know, we had 4,200 odd people at the game. This was two people who decided to chant this a half an hour after the game.
And have you heard from many of those supporters who were there who have condemned those chants?
Absolutely, because obviously there's a private forum that the fans use. One of the supporters groups have actually launched a fundraising appeal for cancer societies as well in support, and they've got the blessing of the Bradley family with that as well. So I think that's a really positive initiative. I think a lot of the Cork City fans are absolutely truly embarrassed. It's not what Cork City, certainly in my experience, I've only taken over the club since January. It has not been what my experience has been to date. And, you know, all I can say is I'd encourage people to come to a match, come to support League of Ireland, because it isn't what we're hearing now.
Mm-hmm. We see what happens, though, in the English football scene. You know, the chances, and you said it there, that the chants tend to go up to the line, don't they? I mean, where is the line?
Well, that's the whole thing. And I suppose there comes a point where enough is enough, and I think for us as a club, and obviously what was chanted, enough is enough now at this stage. So we're obviously looking to proactively encourage a family atmosphere at the game, and we'll be doing all we can to communicate that to our fan base. And I think I'm hoping that from this there's going to be a lot of good and a sea change as regards what's acceptable now at League of Ireland matches, and I think we will see change.
Dermot, thanks very much for taking our call. Dermot Usher there, owner of Cork City Football Club, and the Gardaí in Bridewell in County Cork have said to us they're aware of an incident that took place following the football match at Turner's Cross on Friday, and they say inquiries are ongoing at this time. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.